Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you an important series of messages on daily Christian disciplines. God wants you to walk by faith, not by sight. If you walk by faith, you have your eyes upon the Lord. You have the Word of God in your heart. It's being spoken forth out of your mouth. Praise God, you're fighting the good fight of faith. You're speaking to your mountains. You're praying a prayer of faith. You never pray any doubt and unbelief, but you pray what the Word says, and you are steadfast on that Word. We walk in love at all times. It's a commandment of God. God has given you a commandment. You need to take that as the rule and the authority of your life and make the decision. I am walking in the royal law of love at all times. I will love every person. I will love the unlovely. I will love those that are cursing me. Well, bless those that curse me. I'm going to love every person and going to do what God's Word says and not walk in the ways of the flesh. I'm going to be in the Word of God and I'm going to do it consistently. It's so important that you are a doer and a hearer of the Word. You can't just be a hearer only. Be doers of the Word, not hearers only. Otherwise, you will deceive yourself. Take your thoughts captive. Think on good things. Are you starting to do this? The Bible says that you are to bring into captivity every thought. Every thought. Are you learning to govern every thought? If you'll learn to govern every thought and take it captive to the obedience of Christ, the devil's not going to have place in your life because victory or defeat starts in the mind. And if you'll start thinking on good things, I'll tell you, you'll be meditating on the things of the Word of God, and you'll be allowing the Word to dwell in you richly, praise God, so He can bring forth His blessings in your life. Are you choosing the things that please Him? Our will needs to choose life. Are you casting all your cares upon Him? Refuse anxiety about anything. Learn to speak forth what God's Word, and bridle your tongue. Only speak forth a good report. Don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Learn to pray the Word of God with your understanding. Pray in tongues and release the power of the Holy Spirit. Confess your sins and receive that forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Repent and turn around from areas where if you haven't changed your mind on some things and you've been allowing the devil to keep working at you, God says, learn to repent. Repent and turn away. Don't compromise. Don't have one foot in the world and one foot in God. Repent and let go of that thing that is not of the Lord in your life. Forgive every person who's wronged you. Be obedient to His Word and hearken diligently unto Him. Yield your members, that's your mind, your will, your mouth, everything that is about you unto obedience to the Word of God. Praise God. Be faithful. Be faithful in what He's told you to do. Faithfulness precedes promotion in your life. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. God wants you to humble yourself, then His grace can be poured out upon you. He resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Be a praiser. Be a worshiper of God. He inhabits the praises of His people. He wants you to praise Him and worship Him continually. Learn to separate yourself from the things of this world. The Bible says friendship with the world makes you an enemy against God. You are not to be conformed to this world. You are to be separated and not touch the unclean thing. Don't allow yourself to be contaminated. I see too many Christians contaminated by the world. Too many Christians have one foot in God and one foot in the world. That makes you lukewarm. And the Lord says that He spews those that are lukewarm out of His mouth. You need to be hot for God, on fire for Him, because you have separated yourself from the things of this world. You want to know Jesus Christ and walk in His ways, and you don't want to be involved in the things of this world. The world's got all kinds of things to try to draw you, but you need to separate yourself from it. Be steadfast. Be patient. Be steadfast on what God wants you to do. Don't waver. Don't let the devil have place wavering, wondering, questioning, drawing back whether God's going to accomplish His Word or not. His Word has already been tested and tried. His Word always comes to pass. You need to know that everything that attacks you, that would try to get you not to be steadfast or patient upon the Word, it's simply attack of the devil. It's a trial from him. You need to realize this is the enemy coming against you, trying to get you to waver. Realize that this is a spiritual attack against you. Resist that enemy. Be steadfast on the word. It possesses the area of your soul. Rejoice in the Lord always. Don't let yourself get down. Rejoice in Him at all times in the midst of every situation. Not in the circumstance, but in the Lord and what He is doing as you speak His word. And fear not. Don't let the devil have place. Fear not. Remember, fear will draw things to you. The thing that Job feared came upon him. It was a door opener. It is an area of sin. God says you're not to fear. You're to believe and have no fear. He hasn't given you the spirit of fear. He says trust and be not afraid. It's very important. The area we're going to talk about today is the area of abiding in hope. In fact, we want to more than just abide in hope. We want to abound in hope. In Romans 15, verse 4, the Bible says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Hope comes from the Scriptures, the Word of God. And the word hope in the Greek is a Greek word, elpizo. Elpizo means a confident expectancy of what God will do for you. It is not in our vernacular or our speech of today. When we think of hope, we think of it as like, I hope I'm going to get to go someplace. It's kind of like wishful thinking. I hope it all works out. There's no confidence in that. But that's not what the Bible word hope means. The Bible word hope is a confident expectancy. There's no questioning about it. There's nothing left to whether it's going to come to pass or not. It's a sure thing. Hope is something that is based on the Word, and it is settled. What you need is you have hope from the Word of God, and then your faith is what is released to bring your hopes into manifestation. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now the word is written in two places in you as you receive it. It's written in your heart and it's written in your mind. As it's written in your heart, it produces faith. As it's written in your mind, it produces hope. This is very important for you to understand. Hope is of the soul, while faith is of the heart. We know in Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible talks about hope is the anchor of our soul, Hebrews 6:19. We have hope, which is the anchor of the soul, and which is sure and steadfast. God wants you to maintain that hope. Do not let the devil ever come and bring hopelessness unto you. That's him trying to cause you to draw back. And if you are in hopelessness, then you're going to let the devil have place in your mind. It's going to affect your faith. It's going to shut down your faith from being released, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. You've got to have hope before you can release your faith. And the Word is what brings forth both faith and hope in you. And you must maintain that Word in both places. A lot of people think that, you know, if I have doubt and unbelief in me, it's not really going to affect me. That's ridiculous. Doubt and unbelief is going to affect you. Remember what it says in Mark 11:23. You speak to your mountain, and if you say, "Be thou removed, be thou cast to the sea," but if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe those things you'll say will come to pass, you'll have whatever you say. You see, the doubt that comes against your mind, if you don't deal with it, it'll get in your heart, and it'll affect you. That's why you got to maintain the Word in your mind and abide in hope, abound in hope. In fact, through the Word that produces hope in you, Romans 15:13 says this, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." When hope comes to you from the Word of God, through the Scriptures, it's the Word in your mind, the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing. You will have joy and you will have peace in believing the Word of God, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. God wants you not only having hope, He wants you abounding in hope. I mean, that's having such a confident expectancy, nothing could move you whatsoever. You're abounding in hope about the promise of God for healing. You're abounding in hope about God's prosperity in your life. You're abounding in hope about God bringing wisdom to you. Why? Because you got the Scriptures, and you're acting upon the Scriptures. And the Word in you, the God of hope, fills you with all joy and peace and believing that you're not moved by any situation. Hope is truly the anchor of your soul. And you know that as you speak the word and release faith, faith is going to be the substance of the things that are hoped for, and it's going to be brought into manifestation in your life. You know, Colossians 1:23 talks about being not moved away from the hope of the gospel. God does not want you being moved away from hope. Who tries to move you away from hope? It's the devil. Anytime hopelessness or discouragement comes at you, it's the devil. You need to cast that down. You need to resist that immediately. And if you are plagued with lots of hopelessness and discouragement, depression, that's the enemy has really made some inroads in you, and you need to get delivered and cast out those spirits and be set free. In fact, in Psalms 42, verse 5, he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God." If you're letting your soul be cast down and get down and discouraged, you have moved away from the hope of the gospel. You are not hoping in God. You are not in a confident expectancy of what He will do. You have given place to the enemy in your mind. In fact, in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, it talks about the labor of love, the work of faith, and the patience of hope. Hope is of the soul, for the Word of God in your mind, and patience, which is a steadfastness of hope. God wants you to be steadfast in your mind concerning the Word of God, so you won't waver. See, Abraham had to do this. He had the promise of God, and he believed the promise of God. And in Romans 4:18, talking about how his faith produced for him, he says this, "Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be." Against any hope or confident expectancy, he believed in the hope or the confident expectancy that he might become the father of many nations. What was his basis? According to that which was spoken. You see, that's got to be your basis for hope in life. Your basis is the Word of God, the promise of God. God's going to bring the promise to pass. Don't let the devil come and bring hopelessness at you. You need to be keeping your eyes on the Word of God, thinking on the Word. In fact, you need to be so established in the Word, in your mind as well as in your heart, that you're filled with all joy and peace in believing, and you are abounding. That means overflowing in hope, praise God. You know that God's bringing to pass the promises of God because you believe and you know the Word of God is true. You have that hope in you, and you're going to be releasing your faith, and you're going to see it come to pass. You need to get yourself established in hope, release your faith, and don't let the enemy ever come and steal your hope or cause your soul to be cast down. Hope in God and release your faith and watch Him bring the promises of God to pass in your life. I trust that you're taking hold of these daily Christian disciplines and allowing them to work in your life so it brings forth much fruit. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.